Welcome to the Junior Show Service. We will now hear the Advent reading from Bethany and Raphael.
This reading is from Isaiah 40, verses 3 to 5. Prepare the way for the Lord. A voice of one calling, in the wilderness prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, and the rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the God will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Jesus brings us the gift of love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16.
Jesus brings us the gift of grace, but by the free gift of God's grace, all are put right with him through Christ Jesus, who sets them free. Romans chapter 3, verse 24.
We're going to have some readings from Alex and Reuben now.
Jesus brings us the gift of righteousness. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. That's Romans chapter 5, verse 17.
Jesus brings us the gift of eternal life, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
Jesus brings us the gift of salvation. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
Jesus brings us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." That was Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Now we're going to have a talk from Alex.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It is nice to see all of you here. Welcome to the biannual Junior Church Service. It's now 3 days before the big day. Yay. Countdown's on. I was going to ask Philip how many days it was, but he's just run out, which is gutting. But it's now 3 days before the big day. It's the anniversary of Jesus' birth and his arrival on earth. It's really special to see everyone here together, and it's nice to see that we've got the stream set up so that people can also watch at home. And I look forward to exploring the word of God and the word of Jesus with you all. Years ago, the shepherds, the wise men, Mary and Joseph gathered in the stable for that special birth, that special day. And that's really what today's service has been about. Togetherness. How Jesus brings different people together and how he unites them through faith. Throughout today's service, we've seen many examples of how our faith brings us together. We've decorated those baubles differently, yet when we place them on the Christmas tree, which I think is going to happen discreetly now, they all become one expression of Christmas. Similarly, everyone that we guessed earlier across the tables has had different experiences through life, different things that make them unique. Yet, they're all here today under one goal in one congregation. Everyone has been brought together by one thing. Now, I promise you this is the last activity of the day. I'd like you to turn to the person next to you and find one thing that you have in common and one thing that's different. It shouldn't really take that long, probably about 30 seconds. I take it, has everybody found something similar, something different, something along those lines? Just one thing, nothing massive, just a little thing. Everyone's done? Fantastic, brilliant. So, I'm guessing that the thing that you found that is in common is probably your faith. Maybe there's something else, but everything that's in common here is that you all have a faith in Jesus. I also am guessing that your difference is probably something trivial, like whether you like to watch TV shows versus films, whether you agree with pineapple on pizza, or whether you pronounce scone or scone. However, if you do like pineapple on pizza, you are wrong. But that is beside the point. It's beside the point. The point is that your differences are completely trivial. If you go home now and open the news, I guarantee you that you'll be met with a war, a political disagreement of some sort across the world. Sadly, division across the world isn't as friendly over a slight disagreement on pizza toppings. Across the world, there's violence. Even within the church, there's disagreements and troubles. If you open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 1:10, I'm not sure if you have them with you, but if you do, it's page 952 in the church Bibles. Here's one I opened earlier. And we will read, "I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no divisions amongst you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment." Now, what Paul is trying to say is that we should be united through Christ. That we should put aside our differences and come together. You see, God created us all in his image. He created us to be united and to love one another, not to be warmongering, violent beings. God made us unique and special in our own way, but he wanted us to be united despite our differences, and that we should come together through our love of God and our faith in his word. Now, this isn't easy. If only it was, we'd be in a wonderfully peaceful world, and a perfect world. It isn't that easy, though. To be together is hard, and that's why we must turn to Jesus. We need to acknowledge that we can't do it alone, that we need his help to be more united. Now think back to the birth of Jesus. In the Gospel of Luke, we read, "And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn." That's Luke 2:7. The use of the manger is key. It's a feeding trough. It's where animals go and feed and to live. We also must feed from the manger, but not the straw that the animals will eat. We must feed on Jesus. And I know that sounds a bit weird, but Jesus himself says in John that he is the bread of life. That's why we take communion. We take communion as a symbol of feeding on Jesus. The manger is also a symbol of humility. The newborn king wasn't born in a palace. He was born in a humble stable, born accessible to everyone. This reminds us that he came for everyone. He didn't come for the rich, and he also came for the poor. He came for all of us. This is shown again in the very same part of the Bible. The Magi and the shepherds came to visit Jesus after his birth. The Magi are the representation of the well-off in society, and the shepherds are the poorer. They were seen very low on the social ladder. Now, all these people are different. They're from different backgrounds, from all different walks of life, yet they all came together, all found each other on the one night and for one thing, for Jesus. That's the person that brings us all together and bridges the rich and the poor, the old and the young. He brings everyone together. We are all invited too, just as the shepherds were, by the angels. We can also respond to the call of Jesus today. This unity through Christ is what makes the church such a diverse body. Christianity is the most followed religion in the world, with around 2.4 billion followers. I find that insane. That's about a third of the world's population. These followers, these people, are all incredibly different. Yet they all have one common cause, despite having different paths through to get to Jesus. All have their individual situations with family and friends, yet they're all part of one family still. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We are the closest family members possible. All 2.4 billion of us. That's what makes the church so special and why the power of the church is so incredible. It shows us that our differences are not divisions. Instead, they help us to work together to spread the love of Christ. Now, this is a try to make it a bit of a short one. So as I try to conclude this service today, I ask that you cast your mind back to the carol service just a mere 3 days ago. If you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube. Go and watch it. It was really good. Before we sang Silent Night, my grandma asked us to, I quote, reflect on the words. And that's what Christmas should also be about. It is a time of celebration, but it should also be a time of reflection. Not just celebrating with food, presents, family and friends, but also a reflection of the power of Christ and the love he gives for us all and his arrival in the world all those years ago. He gave us the gift of himself and the unity that he gives unique people. Jesus' life began in a humble manger in a lowly cattle shed. The poor shepherds were the first to be told of his coming. You see the use of poor and humble. They're very important. It shows that nobody isn't good enough or too unimportant to be loved by Jesus. We are all special and uniquely made, loved by God and invited him to follow Jesus. Now, as you leave today and enjoy your last few days before Christmas and then the run-up to the new year, I ask that you take after the shepherds and spread the good news and the love that Jesus gives for everyone. Now, let us pray. I will start us off, and please, please feel free to pray out loud or silently as you see fit. Lord, I thank you for the gift of Christmas. I thank you for the opportunity for everyone and anyone to come and know you. Thank you for the love, care, compassion and fellowship that we show each other in this church. I pray that you're with us all this Christmas, and I pray that you are especially close to those who will find this Christmas difficult, those who are lonely, those who are grieving and those who are ill. Be close to them and be all that they need, Lord. I pray this in your name. Amen. Right. That's the end of the service. Before we head off, I'm just going to say a couple of things. We have bring and share after this service through in the schoolroom. Please attend if you are able. It's a lovely time of fellowship and a time to wind down and to talk after the service. It's Christmas Day on Thursday, and we are here. We are here in Wednesday, not on Thursday. I'm sorry. Christmas Day on Wednesday even. And we are here in the morning, so please come and join us on Christmas Day with us all to have a bit of a time before all the fun. And I just wanted to say a quick thank you. This isn't written down, but I just want to say a quick thank you to Jan and to my mum who have made this all possible. A quick thank you to my dad who's been on the keys all morning. And thank you to all of you for attending and those of you out on YouTube, because you are the people that make this possible. And if not, there would be no point in doing a junior church service because none of you would come. So thank you all so much. And I'm glad that, I really hope that you've had a nice day.
Shall we just share a voice together?
Yes.
Praise
our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, evermore. Amen.